Day 10, Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely, unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you except to hold on to what you have until I come. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give that one the morning star. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Compromise always makes a relationship easier, right? Absolute statements like that are tough to find places where they actually apply universally. Sure, on one hand, in our fallen earthly relationships, we must compromise and practice mutual sacrifice for the relationship to prosper. But what of our relationship with God? God does not compromise. He is immutable. That fact alone creates some wrinkles in the idea that flourishing relationships are always built upon compromise. God does not ask for compromise. He demands surrender. To follow Christ is to leave everything else behind. That may seem difficult and a bit unfair to human sensibilities, but it is the demand nonetheless. Jesus' fourth message to the church at Thyatira is expert on this subject matter. This church is excelling in both knowledge and deed, but they have permitted false doctrines into their teaching and lives. Specifically, the notion that a Christ follower can exist in some type of both-and relationship to the depravity around them. I can follow Jesus and be equally a part of the culture around me. This issue is further compounded due to the economic structuring of trade in and around Thyatira. To be a member of this economic system seemingly required belonging to trade guilds. These guilds likely regularly gathered, dined on meat offered to idols, and participated in the drunken sexual perversion that was rampant at the time. The question pressed to the surface for this church and for many of us today is, what does it look like to follow Jesus in a culture that is not? Furthermore, what sacrifice will we make to follow him? Make no mistake, for those originally reviewing this letter, this is a much more costly undertaking than losing favor with peers. For many, this meant sacrificing the ability to pull up a seat at the day's economic table. It was a monetary, temporal, security, and status sacrifice. But following Jesus seemingly always entails those things. Why? We have an innate ability and desire to compartmentalize life. Jesus can have this, but I'll keep that. In doing so, we make whatever the that is we're not willing to hand him, the true Lord of our life. Resiliency for a Christ follower is not found in the number of plates we can keep spinning, but in the number we can hand over to Christ. The promise he makes to Thyatira and to us is that in place of whatever it is we hold to, we can hold to him. I try my very best to cherish and protect my family and finances. But make no mistake, Jesus will always be a much better provider and arbiter than I. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me identify where I am faithful in my love for you. Spirit, help me continually monitor and battle against the idols I create.